Tippecanoe County Commissioners are expected to discuss the reauthorization of that county's needle exchange program on Monday, December 4th. As the Lafayette Journal-Courier reports, Gateway to Hope, Lafayette's needle exchange, may get the axe. One county commissioner has already declared they'll be voting against the program, one is voting for it, and another says they're on the fence. Gateway to Hope has only been in operation for about a year. It's the latest needle exchange to face county backlash after Lawrence County commissioners in Bedford decided not to reauthorize that program last month. One Lawrence County commissioner's comment, during which he justified his position against the exchange by quoting the Old Testament, was the subject of national attention. Chris Abert is the founder and director of the Indiana Recovery Alliance, a syringe exchange and harm reduction program in Bloomington. Abert says after repeated losses, the IRA is putting together a coalition of harm reduction organizations, churches, needle exchanges, and support groups to combat the stigma and to advocate on behalf of the programs.
So harm reduction is a public health approach as well as a human rights approach to our social issues. So rather than immediately going to criminalization, we would look at a variety of ways to mitigate the harms done to both the individual and the community for any given social issue. So an example of harm reduction would be, you know, people wearing seatbelts, engaging in sports, but doing it in a safer way, all the way to safer drug use, safer sex work. So we want to apply that, A, because it's more compassionate response, B, because it's evidence-based. Most of the times, I don't know of any time that prosecutors are accountable for showing the efficacy of their suggestions, whether that's criminalization or treatment centers within jails, drug-induced homicide charges. So we get a lot of these ideas about how to address these social problems, and there's no accountability to as whether or not they work. So harm reduction says, well, let's actually look at the evidence and institute those measures. So what we're hoping to do is to create a statewide harm reduction coalition, because we know that there are a lot of people who are negatively affected and they just aren't organized. Oftentimes, what we see going on across the state with the closing of harm reduction projects is that people aren't organized or they're so criminalized that they don't feel they can speak for themselves if it's an actual person using drugs or engaged in sex work. So we have commissioners going and hearing from their constituents, and the gist of that is you're going to go and ask the general population about one of the most stigmatized and criminalized populations in the country. The deck is stacked. 40 years of drug war, trillions of dollars of funding to villainize people who use drugs. So what we're going to do and what we're already doing, so we've already reached out and begun the process of involving religious leaders in various communities. So inviting them, educating them, letting them know what some of the options are to address some of these social issues. Next month, we'll have meetings with business leaders to do the same thing. And then across the state, reaching out to organizations that are already involved in harm reduction, not necessarily syringe exchange, because syringe exchange is one small part of harm reduction. So we're also talking about people engaged in medically assisted treatments like methadone, buprenorphine. We're talking about people doing alternatives to jail or diversion, pre-arrest diversion programs. And we're talking about, again, like churches that are seeking alternatives and more compassionate responses. And we're talking about people who are actually using drugs themselves are the most important to have at the forefront of this, to make sure that their voice is heard. Again, every person that comes in that we engage with is a person that wouldn't otherwise be engaged. Right, so we act as an access point to a population that is incredibly hard to engage with because of the criminalization and the stigma. So every contact is a success in that sense. But we also know that overall, the 30 years of conclusive data that shows up to 80% decrease in hepatitis C and HIV rates, who are five times more likely to seek treatment if there's a syringe service program in their community. And we know even things for law enforcement, like law enforcement accidental needle sticks drop by 66% given certain conditions like decriminalization of syringes. So again, that evidence is out there. And what's frustrating is that the people who speak out the most against harm reduction efforts, they literally have no research to back up what they're saying. So oftentimes you'll hear somebody like Attorney General Curtis Hill say, syringe exchanges increase drug use, therefore they increase overdose risk. And that is insane. That's classic whataboutism, right? So we see this happening at all levels of government now, where facts are ignored and people make false equivalencies as though that they're true. So constantly we have to fight all of this misinformation, a lot of which is being spread by people who have, you know, public servants who've been given a platform and power and have overreached that for whatever reason. Every month in 2018, we're going to have a harm reduction training, whether that's basic harm reduction or outreach methods, just on and on and on, for the public and also for people, you know, most at risk, so they can educate themselves and empower themselves. And that will be part of the organization effort to get, again, the most affected and their families at the forefront. Just don't be afraid to vocalize the needs of yourself and of your families. As with other groups throughout history, there are going to be people taking great risks and putting themselves out there to make sure that these populations have their needs met. Not even have their needs met, but aren't don't have the state standing in the way of them meeting their own needs. So there are very simple and cost-effective solutions to a lot of the issues that we're facing today. But we need people who are going to speak out for that, and we need policymakers who are going to be able to make what might be unpopular decisions for the benefit of the good. December 16th, we have a naloxone training coming up at Monroe County Public Library. This particular training will allow attendees to train others and to distribute naloxone themselves, so it's not just to use it sexually, so they could distribute it themselves. And the last thing is that there's Monroe County just formed an opioid commission, and it will be the job of that commission to have educational events like this, to put on a summit, and to make sane, public health, compassionate policy recommendations